Welcome to this entrepreneurial self-motivation series. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and this is a Razor's Edge podcast. In the previous two episodes, Lon and I did something different. We thought we were going to be covering his cleaning routine, as he referred to it in episode two, because sometimes he has to bath as well. We thought we'd be covering that in one episode, but actually we realized that each step really needs to be looked at in an episode because there's nuance here that is really important to understand. In this particular episode, we're going to be talking about two interesting nuances, a lock-in process and a tap-in process. Alon, what are we talking about in this particular episode?
Thanks, Gareth. And just maybe a little recap about where we are right now. The whole shower routine is I may, I can, I will, I am. And we're at the I will part, the third part. And this is a routine done every single morning in the shower. And it is about the things you want to achieve, both at a personal level and at a financial or business level. When we get to the third part, which is I will, as you quite rightly pointed out, there are two parts to I will. The first part is I will, as in a I will, damn it. I will do it.
Determination.
And so I will be healthy. I will be a billionaire. I will, damn it. Like, that is the lock-in. That is like telling yourself, I will, in a very stern way. So if you probably look at my face while I'm going through the I will part, you will probably see this very stern look on my face as I speak to myself and tell myself, you will do this today.
Well, but even looking at you right now, there's a certain level of determination, and there's a physiological thing that occurs when you are almost commanding yourself, when you're locking in.
Correct. And I love that word, command yourself, because you're now managing yourself. And in that, you're telling yourself, commanding yourself to actually move forward and do this thing. Follow that plan. You have the right. You're reminding yourself that I have the right. I have the ability. And now you're saying, I have the will. I will, damn it. So now this is about locking in those particular thoughts that you're trying to achieve, those targets that you're trying to achieve.
Let's talk a little bit more about locking in and your experience of locking in. You've been doing this for a very long time, and you must have at some point had moments where you were kind of half locking in, half committed to what you were actually saying. What are the ingredients of a true lock-in?
A reminder once again that this is a private moment between you and you. You're not locking in to impress anyone else. You're not locking in front of anyone else. You're not rah-rahing a team. You're actually speaking to yourself. You're commanding yourself to use your words. If you feel some resistance, that's quite telling around your confidence around this thing. That's a place of reflection. Why am I resisting this? Is the target that I've set for myself to become a billionaire or to be healthy, are these targets the right targets for me? So there's this journey that you go on when you get to I will, because now that's the command, are you committing to yourself to say, well, really, can I commit to this? Now, to be honest, what happens, because there is more than one thing that you're trying to achieve, you might have three or five different personal targets that you're trying to set up, and there might be three or five financial or business-related targets you're trying to set up. You can sense that not all of them feel at 100% lock-in on the day. But that is the clue as to why, what is going on, is the going back retrospectively to I can, the ability to do that. Am I losing momentum? Is it maybe at the I may, I have the right to?
Yeah, you don't really believe.
I don't really believe I deserve this. So it's a nice little test part of the process where you retrospectively testing the two previous steps to look for veracity or validity in those previous steps. And once again, the reminder that this is a discussion between you and you. Now, if you're repeating this on a daily basis and you keep getting a lack of lock-in around one particular target that you set some objective that you set in your mind, then because this is between you and you, you might say, well, maybe I need to modify this to a point where I can say I will lock it in, or I need to remove this from my list of things that I want to achieve. It's a moment of truth. If you're trying this for the first time and you in that moment where you don't have full lock-in, I wouldn't exclude anything immediately. I'd give it a few weeks, actually, before I make the decision to remove or adjust. Often, it's just about seeing a little clearer, feeling a little bit of momentum when you lock in and say, yes, damn it, I will achieve this, I will. I lock in to my promise to myself.
Yeah, fantastic.
So we've used these two examples right now, which is health, your personal health, which is ongoing. And we've used the example of a billionaire, a very common desire of many entrepreneurs, whether it's a dollar billionaire or a billionaire in your currency, whatever the case may be. When you make that lock-in statement, I will be healthy, I will be a billionaire, I will, there's a chemical change that happens because there's a commitment to self. And now there's a higher probability you're going to create the steps and you're going to make the decisions that affirm your commitment to yourself, just because you've committed to yourself. So there is no certainty in this process. It's not like now that piece of cheesecake is going to arrive in front of you and you're going to not eat it. There's just a higher probability that you won't. That's all.
Mm.
And these sets of higher probabilities eventually get momentum. Because without them, you lose momentum and you lose your way. But if you keep making the right decisions, not always, but more often, you start to move in a direction. And that's really what we're trying to achieve.
It's interesting what you said. It reminds me of a conversation I had with a CEO once where he said, if I can make the right decision 51% of the time, we're moving in the right direction. It sounds like you're saying something similar.
And these are actually about decisions, and that's a good point. Because the whole thing of I may, I can, I will, I am is around decision making. It's what I'm going to do today relating to that target of becoming healthier, that target of becoming a billionaire. What are the things I'm going to do today? What decisions am I going to make today?
Yeah, what am I really committed to? So that's the lock-in. Now let's talk about tap-in.
There's a lot of literature right now about the why. Simon Sinek, I suppose this is that. The tap into the why I'm doing it is tap into your will. Why am I wanting to become healthy? It's like trying to understand what is the benefit of this thing. If I become healthy, then what? Is it that I will spend more time alive with my children, that I'll see my grandchildren? Is it that if I'm a billionaire, that I will have more choices? I will take my wife on those holidays that I dreamed of when I was in my 20s. When you tap into that at that moment, you're connecting all this to the reason you're doing these things. The reason I'm not eating that cheesecake is because I want to spend more time with my grandchildren. I want to be alive for my grandchildren and be active and not in a wheelchair. That's my why. And so in the flash of a moment, you're connecting your why into the story around where's the world coming from. So now you've locked in and you understand your why. It's a very powerful step.
It's a very powerful combination.
It's a very powerful combination. So you're sort of locking both sides, sort of a top and tail to this whole thing. So the will part, and you spoke about me having a stern physiological response even when I was talking to you about it, because it's this sense of determination. I'm determined to do this. And I've tapped into both sides of the determination. And once again, I'm repeating the thing I said in I may, I can, I will. This is the third time and the fourth time I'm repeating. So I'm actually at I will. I repeat both types of I will. I will, damn it, and then I will because. And in the I will because, I repeat again. So once I've finished the I will part, I've mentioned in my mind the things I want to achieve already four times, probably in a space of 2 minutes.
And taking it a little bit further than that. It's not just a word that flashes across your mind. There's imagined states.
Correct. You know,
there's living in those moments that you begin to see and experience. I mean, you don't have grandchildren yet. You don't know what that looks like, but you know, there's a feeling associated with it. There's something there which is beyond just a word, beyond just a sentence in your mind.
And sometimes it might be that I just want to walk, you know, on the beach in December without my shirt on, because I don't feel embarrassed about my flab. That might be why I'm not eating the cheesecake.
What I just experienced as you said that is I was experiencing myself walking along the beach in December. I was feeling the sunburn. You were feeling confidence. I was feeling sunburn. But that's the power of the thought, I think.
Now we're starting to switch on the imagination, which we're going to need for the next step. And you've hit the nail on the head, because we've literally just turned on the imagination. We've turned on the emotion now at the second part of our will.
And if you'd like to hear about this final step in Alon's shower routine, you'll have to wait until the next episode, because that is the end of this particular conversation. Make sure you go to racecorp.com, where you'll be able to sign up for notifications for any of the podcast series or additional content that is being produced by Race Corp. Or alternatively, go to your favorite social media platform, follow Race Corp there, and you'll definitely see some posts and updates there as well. Alon Reyes, CEO of Race Corp, thank you for your insights again today. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and this has been a Razor's Edge podcast.